Next item on the agenda is number three, management reports. Again, we need to finish by 5. So whatever we don't finish today, we're going to have to carry over until tomorrow morning. So the CFL report is first. LaVarn?
Good afternoon. I distributed a little jump drive.
Please use the mic much closer.
Let me get this gum out of my mouth. Good afternoon. This is LaVarn Williams. I'm the CFO of the Pacifica 50. Foundation. I'm just going to give a little summary report for August year-to-date, and which will tell you where we are year-to-date and what the forecast looks like for the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends at the end of this month. First, I'd like to thank the WPFW staff for their hospitality. And I would like to thank the listeners who are on the call who have generously supported WPFW and the Pacifica Foundation, and that WPFW is in a fund drive. So I will invite all the board members to contribute a little gift to WPFW. There was another board member, someone pointed out, who that used to be that person's duty. So since she's not here, I will take over that. So if a $25 check to WPFW from every board member would be really nice. Thank you. So I distributed a jump drive, and it has the information on there. It also has a written report about the condition of the foundation. So first I'd like to give you numbers, because this kind of goes back to a time when there was another person who would present a report without numbers. So first I'd like those who have their computer and that do have the flash drive to open it up, and I will do the same. And what I would like you to look at first is a report. Like I said, I'm going to just go straight to the report, which shows it has 1109 FYFCST, which is fiscal year 11, the ninth month of September, full year forecast. So first what I'd like to do is to say that if we look at the report, no, I said it was on a flash drive. Did you get it? It's on your desk. Oh, it's in the folder. Okay, what we'll do is.
Yeah, we have the flash drive. We just can't figure out what folder we're in.
Okay, it's in the folder that says. Let me find it here. It should say. Exactly. Thank you. The flash drive has. It has some information on there that also I'd like to thank the archives department, department.
We're trying to follow along with you, but we've opened
which folder?
A flash drive.
Which file?
There's a lot of files and folders. What is the one you're?
Excuse me, Bill. Can you take control of this meeting, please?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Which file are you referring to?
Well, it's okay. Can I say something while I'm talking? I mean, can I?
Okay. But I'm not sure what you're referring to yet. But go ahead.
I'm telling you what's on the flash drive.
Okay.
Can I do
drive.
That?
Oh, the whole drive. Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Okay. Let me close it up and start over again. Okay, there's a flash drive, and on this flash drive we have, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at it myself, we have a flash drive, and on the flash drive, when you open it up, does everyone have it open? Okay, it has, as I look through here, okay, let me go through here. I'm sorry, I had it opened up, so I have to I have the report open up, not the drive. So let's just go back to opening the drive. Okay. Okay. You open up the flash drive. Everyone has it open. It says 2012 PNB DC. That's the first. That is usually the first file in there, the first folder in there. Does everyone see that?
Yes.
Okay. And I was about to say, before I was interrupted, that the other folders in there are folders that were put on there by the Archives Department. And that's what's in the other folders. But the folder that I'm looking at is the one with the finance information, and that folder's labeled, again, 2012 PNB DC.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to open that up. Okay. So, and in there, usually the first file or folder is 2011 August YTD, or year to date. Yes. And in that folder, the first file in there says 1109 FYFCST for fiscal year 11, ninth month, full year forecast. Everyone sees that? You want to open that up? Okay, yeah, it'll be hard to see it without a computer. Well, okay. What you could do is when you open the file up, usually, and there's a little maximize box up there. You can maximize, and then you can go in. There's a percentage there. You can go in and put it at 100%.
75%.
Okay. Tracy says 75% is better. Yeah.
It probably depends on your screen resolution, but, you know. Make it as big as
you have a baby.
Okay, do we have it? I'm sorry. Does the director have it? Okay. Okay, so first what I would like to do is to go to the column that says August year-to-date 2011 actual.
Yep.
Okay. And in there, I'm going to hit the major numbers, the main numbers here. In there, on the column that says August year-to-date FY 2011, you have revenue. Go to the left on the column. It has revenue. Okay. The first line there says listener support revenue. Thank you. And in there you see the revenue is $10,495,970. So the listener support revenue is $10.5 million for August year to date. That's for the first 11 months of this year. Okay, and that revenue is about $100,000 better than the budget. So that means that for the foundation for this year, for the first 11 months, for listener support revenue, which is the revenue that we're raising during this fund drive at WPFW, that we're about $100,000 better than the budget. So that shows that the foundation did a pretty good job in terms of forecast and budgeting the revenue for listener support. So then also that shows you that if you look at for the forecast for 2011, the full year forecast for 2011, we're forecasting $11 million in revenue. The budget is 10.9, about $11 million. So what we're forecasting for listener support revenue, that the foundation, when they prepared the budgets, they did a pretty good job in terms of looking at the factors were right, the fundraisers were right, was done well, that the listeners really supported, and that you really had a key in terms of understanding how much listener support, so we could determine what we could do as a foundation in terms of raising the funds to operate this foundation in the best way that we can. And so that's the listener support revenue. The total revenue, if we look at August year to date, go back to that column, the total revenue is $13.6 million. And the total revenue is actually about $300,000 better than budget. And some of the reasons for that, we had some miscellaneous income in there, and we had the listener support, and donations were actually higher, $100,000 higher. So if you look at that, you're saying that your total revenue that you for the first 11 months is about $300,000 better than budget. If you go down to your total expenses for 13, it's $13 million, and that's about $167,000 better than budget. So that shows that we for the last 3 months and even before, what the foundation did, what the executive director ask everyone to do is to really look at your expenses and also to try to operate more efficiently. Also, it shows that earlier in the, if you look at the individual stations earlier in the year, the KPFA station had a reduction in force, so the expenses came down there at KPFA, so that contributes a lot to that too. So in total, if you look at your revenue, you look at your expenses, for the first 11 months of the year, we're about $461,000 better than budget. That we actually have a surplus in net income of about $625,000. So, and I've compared that in other columns to in another report to last year. That's about $1 million better than where we were last year. Last year at this time, we had a net loss for the first 11 months, and that was before the audit. Last year in 2010, the foundation lost $1,975,000. This year, for the first 11 months, we're actually showing a surplus. If you go to the column that says FY 2011 forecast, what we're forecasting, and I try to still forecast conservatively, that for the year we may produce a small surplus or before the audit of about $400,000. So again, that shows that the foundation has been very attentive to their spending, that the revenue that the foundation, that the listeners have really supported the foundation, the listeners have contributed to the foundation. And that this is the type of discipline that we have to have if we want to get the foundation back to solvency, which is a point I made, I think, 3 years ago in Washington, D.C. at a PNB meeting. And that was a warning also at that time, and it was not heeded, because since then we've lost about $206 million. And this year is the first year that we have gone back. I'm sorry, $2.6 million. And now we've gone back this year to some level of solvency. So those are the numbers. So what I'd like to say also is that I have another sheet in here. I'd like to close this sheet up, this file. Let's just see what happens when I do that. Okay? And if we go to August year-to-date again, there's another sheet in there, which should have been a PDF. It has 11, oh, wait a minute, no. Sorry, I went back to the other sheet. But there is a document that says 11-09-08, October to August, FY 2011 FTEs. And what this shows is a report. If you open that up, it shows the number of work hours per pay period and the number of workers under payroll for the Pacifica Foundation. And this report has by major unit what the headcount is and also what we call FTEs, a full-time equivalent. And a full-time equivalent is the number of hours that the average, if someone was to work full-time, those are the number of people. If everyone was working full-time, this is the number of people, these are the number of actually people that you would have. If you look at the number of hours that each one of the workers work and you divide by an average of 40 hours a week. So if then the Pacifica Foundation for the month of August, if you look at the top column there, it has that the number of workers were, since we can't divide into fractions, we had 155 people. That equates to 110 FTEs. And if you go all the way over to the end there, you will see the month of October, where there was 158 people and 117 FTEs. So the point I made about the cutting in expenses, that shows that there has been cut and controls on headcount. And this is, again, the measures that any group takes, that when you're actually producing revenue and everything is going really well, people tend to start building little empires and they'll start building up headcount. But when you do that and you hit the rocky period like we've been over for the last 3 years, that's what definitely has caused us to suffer the losses. It's getting control of what your headcount is so that you can produce the best programming with the resources that you have. So that's where we are.
Can you tell me what the name of the spreadsheet again that you're talking about right now?
FTEs. It has FTE in it. Yep. 11/09/08, October to August.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so what I'd like to do is just close this sheet, and what I'd like to do is to go to the, I have another sheet and another file in there, another folder, and basically it has,
which folder?
I'm going through myself to find it. Okay, if you go to the F drive, I'll just go to the beginning and go back to the folder that says 2012 PNB DC. Open that up. If you go down to the bottom, or the third file from the bottom, it's a PDF file. It says 0922 CFO report. Does everyone have that? Can I say an amen?
No, say that again. I'm sorry.
Evidently, I didn't say that. Okay. It's a PDF file, 0922 CFO report.
It's in the folder 2012 PNBDC.
Now this one doesn't say, this one does, the one I want you to open does not say closed session CFO report private and confidential. That's not the one. It's the other one that says 0922 CFO report. Does everyone have it? Wesley, I'm sorry, this director across from me doesn't it?
That's Wesley.
Yeah, the sort order is going to be different on everybody's computers. So just look for the file name.
Uh-huh.
It may not be the same.
Oh,
maybe near the top.
0922 CFO report. It's a PDF file.
And it's in the folder 2012 PNB DC. Well, it's not necessarily the second one. It depends on how you're sorting the, your list with your computer. Go to the root directory of your drive, the USB drive, and then and there's a folder 2012 PNB DC, which is the same folder we were looking earlier, and then that there's 0922 CFO report.pdf.
Okay, does everyone have the report? Okay, so you can open it up. Okay, so basically then, this is the summary. This is the description, more descriptive in terms of what has happened with the foundation over the first 11 months of this year. And as I've said before, and I produce a report on a monthly basis, and when usually we're having a board meeting, a conference call around that time, I will actually write out a CFO report. So this report is basically shows is a report I've done over a couple of the months in the past, and just made some make it applicable to the current year-to-date numbers. And what I've said is that the foundation continues to forecast a surplus at fiscal year end, with cash at less than $500,000, equally in KPFT and in KPFK. Pacifica Foundation August year-to-date net income results continue to trend positive compared to prior year 2010, when the foundation experienced a loss of $1,975,000 for the full year after the audit. In comparison, the monthly trend through the second half of 2011 is also projected downward for listener support revenue and net income, although the month of August is showing positive results of nearly $200,000 in net income. So I'd actually forecast a deficit, but the month of August was positive because the fund drives that were held in that month, they produced positive results, and the revenues, our credit cards were higher, and they came in earlier in the month. So actually produced a small surplus in the month of August. But as I've said, the month of September will prove to be a challenge. It's critical to the success of the foundation if we do produce this small surplus somewhere around, I had 400,000, 200 to 400,000 before audit. And all spending through September 30th continues on hold for discretionary expenditures, and all headcount must be approved in advance by the executive director. The diligence of staff, volunteers, and board, meaning all of you, is required to return the foundation to solvency and to produce positive working capital for fiscal year 2011. A preliminary analysis of the financial position as of July the 31st, 2011, shows positive working capital of approximately $500,000. And we are continuing the analysis of working capital by station so that the balance sheet will fairly present current assets and liabilities by station. And the payables at month end are projected somewhat lower than the current level of about $900,000. But this is only based on stations having funds available to contribute their portion for shared expenses at the end of this month. And what that means is that the way the foundation pays for the major programming costs like Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, how it pays for the costs like satellite cost, NPR, and those costs that helps us to produce and to carry Democracy Now! To the stations and to our affiliates, that those funds to pay that comes from the stations through what we call central services for these shared expenses. But it's also very important that we clear these outstanding payables where funds are due and available. And again, this is what will reestablish our solvency. And as we move into as we get past 2011, going into 2012, that we as a foundation, we have critical needs for moves of our stations here on the East Coast. Here at WPFW, they will be moving. WBAI, their lease is also expiring. So in order for us to get more favorable rates, if we need to go to the market to borrow, or even just to furnish our new stations with equipment, our credit worthiness must be reestablished so that there is no question or there are no comments on our audit statement if we continue to have payables sitting there and not use the funds that are available and that are due for these shared services to come into the national office. And the foundation's results, again, are cautiously showing signs of producing a surplus in the range of, as I said, about $350,000 to $400,000 in income before audit. And again, careful controls and creativity continue to be required as we end the fourth quarter and the fiscal year, and as we wish to maintain the surplus. And some of the things that we have that the foundation, the things that they have, that they, that has, the things that have been done, including we had major programming just this month and last month, and with the coverage of the speech by the president, with the witness that we all bear to the state execution of a man of Troy Davis. And those are the types of things that Pacifica does well, has done well in the future, and that's why we have to be here to continue to carry those programming. So I've gone over August year-to-date results. I wanted to talk some about what's happening in the finance department, and just want to point out that our staff continues to operate with an increased workload with the departure of a part-time payroll staff member in November, that we also continue to assist with various finance tasks at KPFA as we assisted and supervised finance staff until the interim general manager came on board in January, that we now have a volunteer CPA assisting with balance sheet analysis and updating the policies and procedures manual for the business managers and for the finance office staff. In addition, we have sourced for interns from local universities to assist in performing some of the basic accounting tasks to relieve the many tasks that the staff must do because of the shortage and the reduction in headcount. And let me just point out the initial reduction in headcount happened in 2008 when there was a mass reduction in force at all units with the exception of KPFA, and that reduction in force was done this past November. And the challenges are daunting, and we've also reached out to management at WBAI to assist us in some of our short turnaround projects, and one of them is consolidating the 2012 budget. And we continue to share tasks, and also we're continuing to train across the network to strengthen the finance organization and the foundation. And tomorrow, the treasurer will talk about the budgets that we have actually produced and passed budgets for the five stations in the National Finance Committee, and that I believe two budgets will be submitted to the PNB to approve. So it was quite a challenge, and to move those budgets. Treasurer Tracy was really instrumental in getting that done. And now our task is to consolidate the budget, to review the budgets with senior staff in the foundation, so that we'll have commitment with everyone on these budgets and hope to have the success like we're having this year as far as performance against the budget. So that's all I'd like to really present at this time.
Okay, thank you. And remember, we added onto the agenda for tomorrow morning, first thing, or first part of the open session, just more Q&A on this after people have had a chance to look at the files. But if you want to comment or ask something now, that's fine too. Lydia?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, LaVarne, is there any way that we can have it projected on that screen like we did at the previous meeting?
Well, I will speak with our technical staff at how we can actually do that tomorrow.
Thank you.
Or hard copies for everybody. I don't know if that would be, unless you'd need a whole bunch of files. It's hard to read the fine print even if you have a, you know, needs big spreadsheets.
Houston, I found it really useful to have it on the screen. It was magnified and we didn't know how to keep it.
Right. Let me just ask a question. I assume these are all public, everything on this USB drive, so we can share them with our LSPs?
No.
I didn't look at all of it yet.
There's a sheet that says private and confidential.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. But at least what you just went over is public, right?
So right. And those. The other reports on there are folders on there, again, as I was trying to say earlier, are reports that were put on there by Pacifica Radio Archives, Brian DeShazer. And that's for your enjoyment and some of the really, really great work that the archives
Right. Okay, so I see two of them that say private and confidential in the file name, but the others are public.
And the Word document, that if you have a Word document that says private, and it's an identical document, and you can delete it.
Okay. Other comments, questions before we go on? We have another agenda item, but I don't think we have time to finish it before 5 o'clock. But,
well, if we give her 50 minutes, then, she's finished at 5 o'clock.
Arlene could get started, yeah. Okay. Well, the next item, well, I guess it'll be Arlene and LaVarn. The discussion and review of correction of deficiencies noted in the auditor's report, that's 60 minutes. We're not going to have time for that now. Oh, that's right, yeah. So,
you're not ready to do it yet?
It's going to take more time than what we have for today anyway.